As we get to these last 2 weeks of ordinary time, the lectionary brings us to the book of Revelation, the final book of the Revelation. And it's good to, if you have a commentary as you read along, to give you to help you understand the imagery and the different figures that we come across. But in this passage today, when we start in chapter 2, his letter to the church of Ephesus, I think it's some of the saddest words in Scripture when he says, "You have lost your first love." It's a good point of reflection for us, examination. He was commending them for all the good things that they were doing. But he said, I hold this against you. You have lost your first love. And how easy it is for us to have that fire, that passion, that dedication to the Lord to kind of wane. And we can kind of rest on the fact that we're doing some good things. And that maybe people are recognizing some good things about us. And they point to us about how holy they think we are. Or whatever, the compliments we pay each other. If we're not constantly seeking the Lord and His will, we can easily get distracted. And while on the outside things look good, the fire is burning slower and slower, so eventually we lose our first love. And so while these may be sad words, it's an amazing blessing. It's a great grace that the Holy Spirit gives us to remind us of these faults that we have, these sins that we have, because as he goes on to say, repent. You've lost your first love, so repent. Turn your life. Change your life. Change your mind. Begin to follow me once again with that deep, abiding love, that passion for me. When we're blind, like the man in the gospel, when we have some physical, some obvious abnormality, we know that we can cry out to God and ask for healing and ask for forgiveness and ask for grace. Those are easy kind of graces to pray for. But it's that internal, that weakening, that dampening of the spirit. He'll go on to tell the other church that they are become lukewarm. And so we want to pray for that grace to resist becoming lukewarm in our love for God and not to rest simply on the good things that we've done. And so how can we do that? We can look to the psalm. The first psalm in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, when he tells us three things not to do and one thing to do. He says, "Bless the man who does not follow the counsel of the wicked, nor walk in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of the insolent." So three things not to do. But blessed the man who delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on it day and night. How do we keep that fire burning bright? How do we not grow lukewarm? We meditate upon the law of God, the expression of His love for His people, and the way through which we become holy, that we become saints. As we end this liturgical year, these last 2 weeks, let us pray for that grace, for that desire to love the law of God, so that unlike the Church of Ephesus, we won't lose our first love.